the Church of the Jesuit College. This big building, dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, was built in the 17th century by the Jesuit fathers who came to Trapani in 1580. The construction of the temple started in the following decade, according to the plan of the Jesuit architect Natale Masuccio, responsible for the general plan of the church and the lower part of the facade. And it was consecrated by the Bishop of the Mazzara Diocese, Cardinal Giovanni Domenico Spinola, on the 16th of June 1638, but it took many years to complete. In fact, it wasn't finished until 1778. Outside, we can admire the beautiful Baroque facade, which is richly decorated in marble and tasteful pillars, with the portal surrounded by frieze drip stone. The inside has a severe basilican planimetry of three aisles, separated by columns and arches. The walls and the vault are decorated with big stucco relief pictures that represent biblical scenes attributed to Bartolomeo Sanseverino, who was Giacomo Sepolta's apprentice. We can't but admire the extraordinary high altar and the marble icon representing the Immaculate Conception by Ignazio Marabiti, Giacomo Sepolta's apprentice, above it. The beauty of this church continues in the apse, where we can admire the pillars intercalated with leaves, putti and arabesques, worked in mosaic marble, that represent the primordial elements of nature, as well as in the middle of the nave, where we can find the beautiful marble pulpit with angelic figures in relief. We must not forget the other important works of art, like the 17th century painting of Sant'Ignazio di Loyola by Andrea Careca, situated in the homonymous chapel by Giovanni Biagio Amico, the painting of San Francesco Saverio by Pietro Novelli, the wooden crucifix by Giuseppe Milanti, and the marble statue of Santa Rosalia by Giacomo Tartaglia. Finally, in the sacristy, we can admire the monumental cupboard in walnut with miniatures in half relief, and the beautiful statues made in the 17th century by Pietro Orlando. Strangely, in 1866, the Jesuits were driven out of the town and the rooms of the college became municipal property, being used as the seat of the court and the high school. This important school institution was dedicated to Leonardo Ximenes, a famous mathematician, the astronomer who founded the Astronomic Observatory in Florence, and engineer who invented the hydraulic coil. He was also a Jesuit priest. At number 28, Corso Vittorio Emanuele, there is a plaque to remind us of his birthplace.